They're always so much more docile when they're unconscious. However, it's no fun if you just lie there the entire time. Up you get. Rise and shine. You can sleep when I'm not bored. Come on. Get up. Wake up. That's much better. Do you think you're going somewhere? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, pet. You're a little tied up at the moment. Are you sure you want to know? Because I know that you already know what a succubus is. I've seen what you fantasized about in your head. So congratulations, you now have one. Although technically I suppose I have you. There, did knowing what I am help you escape? Oh no, I can assure you, you are wide awake, pet. Believe it or don't, this isn't a nightmare. More of a dream come true for you, isn't it? To be tied up in a magical realm at the mercy of a sex demon? Your descent makes no difference to me. Song remains the same. I don't have to do anything unless I want to. And right now, what I want is to break in my pretty new pet. Look at you, tied up and gift-wrapped in rope. This really is Christmas with the succubus. You get to leave if I allow it. Which I don't. I told you, this isn't something you can wake up from. Are you really you're going to keep... Okay, fine. You know what? If you are going to be this much trouble, maybe I should just throw you back. Oh, you agree, do you? Alright, here. Let's make these ropes come off then. Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry, it's getting tighter. Oh, now really, you didn't think it would be that easy, did you? And don't act like you really wanted me to let you go. I can tell what you want. Even if you want to adamantly deny it so much. Because here's the deal. I have you, and I'm going to do what I want with you. And there's nothing that you can do about it. So you can cry, and you can struggle, and you can scream, and you can protest all you like. It doesn't change the fact that I'm going to have a lot of fun playing with you. Oh, you don't think so? Of course not. Maybe I should help to motivate you. Oh, I was hoping you'd ask. You see, I'm not sure what your exact knowledge of succubus are, but we have certain needs. We feed on sex, sexual energy, arousal, your taboo, dirty thoughts and fantasies that you keep locked far, far away from everyone else. But there is unfortunately just a small problem with that, you see. We can't just go walking around feeding off people. There is a certain red tape, unfortunately, that one has to traverse. So, we need a claim. And legally, we cannot claim anyone unless they agree. I can't even touch you until then. Oh, I know. You'll never agree to that. If I had a nickel for every time I'd heard that one. But it's not quite that simple, you see. I can't claim you until you agree, yes. But as long as I don't actually touch you, there's no limit on how long I can keep you. I can keep you until I make you agree. And in case you haven't noticed, you are entirely tied up and I haven't lifted a finger. Oh, my demon pet. There's loopholes for everything. And I think it's about time to start warming up the appetizer. Oh, I'm not touching you. I'm all the way over here. What are you talking about? Oh, you see. Oh, sorry, I should have explained. Oh, no, you see that? That feeling, that vibration you feel deep inside of you? That would be magic. Oh, you see, there's restrictions on me touching you. There are no restrictions, however, on using spells. House advantage. Oh, poor thing, you want me to stop? I don't believe that for a second. No, it stops when I say it does. I can keep you trembling on the edge for as long as I like, because it's fun. I can make this spell last as long as I decide to drag it out. And that will be for a very, very long time. Unless you give me permission to claim you. And then I will, take care of that building pressure. No? Poor thing. In that case, you better try to get used to that discomfort, because it's only going to grow until you give me what I want. Oh, begging now? Learn fast. I could untie you and simply let you go. But the problem with that is, I don't want to. And more importantly, you don't want me to either. No, you don't. Oh, you aren't going to cheat on your partner. Oh, how quaint. Your partner can't give you what you want, but I guarantee you, after being with me, you won't want them anyway. I can see every single desire inside your depraved little mind, the things that you don't even tell them about because they are so incredibly filthy. By your species standards, anyway. Luckily for you, that's exactly what I like. And I know that this is what you like. Being restrained, helpless, being kept on the edge by a monster. Until that pretty little head can't think straight anymore. You want this so badly, it's practically radiating off of you. Why do you think I chose you? You were perfect. Desperate, a little bit slutty and depraved. But those are my favorite. The way you were dressed and walking around with those filthy fantasies playing in your head in broad daylight, you drew me like a moth to a flame. You can't blame me for that. You've no one to blame but yourself, merely acting on instinct. You want to stay here with me. Yes, you do. You will. To be used how I want to use you, and you're going to like it. Make eye contact when I'm talking to you. Good pet. Let's turn things up a bit. Getting hard to focus. The pressure just building, building, radiating inside of you. With absolutely no release. It's maddening, isn't it? Would you like me to make it stop? Say you want me to claim you. Still no, huh? Fine by me. So squirmy. Getting hard to speak now, I imagine. You can't lie to me. Even if I couldn't see you, I don't need to touch you or see you to be inside your head. I can feel everything inside of you every second. You think that frustration and pressure can't possibly get any stronger, and then it does. You think you can't possibly take any more, but you do because you don't have a choice. So incredibly desperate, and yet you can't get over the edge because I'm not allowing you to. Are you still going to pretend that you aren't absolutely loving this? Tell you what. I'll make you a deal. I'm going to give you a chance to prove that you really don't want this. Alright? I'm going to lift that part of the spell that's keeping you on the edge. The vibration, the sensation, that all stays. But you'll be able to get over that edge now, if you choose to. I'm going to count down from 5. With each number, that vibration intensity is going to grow. If you can keep yourself from going over the edge, by the time I get to 1, you win. Because you clearly don't want this. You can take the best that I throw at you and you still resist. Clearly you don't want it. And if you can manage that, I'll put you right back in your 9-to-5 life of mediocrity, and that will be that. But if you give in and you go over that edge, you belong to me. And you will let me claim you. Deal? Locked in now. No turning back. This is going to be fun. 5. Remember, stay on that edge. I'm not going to keep you there anymore. This is all on you now. It'd be so much easier if you'd just give in. This would be a beneficial relationship for both of us. Truly symbiotic. You get to live out your deepest, darkest fantasy while I get dinner, a show, and a new toy. 4. Oh, those tears. Keep holding on. Of course, if you don't manage to, don't worry. I take very good care of my toys. While they last, anyway. After a few weeks, you won't even remember your partner's name. 3. After a month, you probably won't remember your own. You'll be happier that way. No pesky thoughts anymore, only pure, unadulterated lust. You will beg me to use you over and over until your mind shatters into oblivion, and then you'll thank me for it. Now, this time let's add some tightness around that lovely neck, shall we? I get the feeling you like that. Deep breath, Bet. 2. Good girl. I have to say, I am impressed. You are positively shaking with the added lack of oxygen. Are you sure you can take this last one? Do or die, Pet. Stay here with me forever, or go back to your life, if you can manage it. 1. Better? Okay. Hold on, let me just extract one of my arms here. And play with your hair. Must have been some nightmare. Oh, you bolted upright gasping like you were being choked. Hey, it's okay. Do you want to talk about it, or do you want me to talk about something else? I don't care if it was a weird dream. No, we don't have to talk about it, but if you want to talk about it, I'm here to listen, okay? You want me to get you anything? Water? Are you warm enough? I can get the other blanket. Okay. Want me to get the cat? Listen, for you, and you alone, would I risk picking up that furry demon, okay? He does not. He hates me. It's because I'm always bad cop and you're always good cop when it comes to that manipulative little vessel of hate. It may be over-dramatizing, but it served its purpose. It made you laugh. Feeling any better, kid? Good. No, you can stay like this as long as you want. It's okay. You're okay. Got plenty of time. Still, it's the middle of the night. We don't have to be anywhere for hours and hours, so it's okay. And I would much rather stay here with you all day anyway. Yeah. You know what? We should do that. Stay home. I'll call in sick, you call in sick. We'll say we caught something from each other. It isn't a lie. See, I am down with the sickness. No, you see, tragically, and untimely, as it is for our employers, we were both bitten by the love bug. And as a result, we are now love sick and horribly contagious and need to stay in bed. At home to recover so we don't spread it to everyone else at work. Can you imagine the level of disaster? Work would be completely halted. Everyone would be making out. It'd be an orgy. Our bosses don't want that. I don't know, maybe they do. But frankly, I don't share. Seriously though, let's do it. No, not the orgy. I mean it, one day won't kill them. I promise you, the economic structure of our collective workplaces will not collapse because we don't come in for a day. Yeah. 9 out of 10 doctors recommend taking the day off work after a nightmare. This is science, okay? You can't argue with this. The 10th doctor? The 10th doctor? Oh, for God's sake, I thought you were talking about David Tennant. Don't do that to me. Yeah, no, the doctor who doesn't recommend staying home is... He is a mess. And you definitely don't want to take his advice anyway. Think of it, though. The 10th doctor isn't David Tennant doctor. He was kind of a mess at the end, too. Kind of spirals a bit. So, I mean, really, you don't want to take either of their advice. No, I don't want to watch Doctor Who. When we get up tomorrow, we need to watch it. I'm making you watch it with me. Because you'll like it. Okay, what if we swap? You watch a couple of episodes with me, and then I will watch The Princess Bride for the millionth time with you. Fair enough. I don't know, like 3 or 4 episodes I think would be equal to a movie. Okay, what if I bribe you? If I give you more things? I thought so. Okay, so we'll watch The Princess Bride. Even though we've seen it 14,000 times, I will happily watch it with you. again. And I will make you coffee. I know I'd do that anyway. There was more to the bribe, you see. I will make you coffee, and we can take every pillow and blanket that we own, construct some sort of TV watching nest, okay? And if you watch it with me, I will make cinnamon rolls. Mm-hmm. I will. And you can have all of that for the low, low price of skipping work with me and watching 4 episodes of Doctor Who. Okay. Pleasure doing business with you. Please come again. No, it's like 3 a.m. I'll text him in a couple hours. They're already gonna be pissed off that we're not coming to work. I think I'd rather not piss them off more by texting them in the middle of the night. You getting tired? I'll turn off the evil alarm clock. You're safe. I've got you. If any bad dreams try to come back, I will throw the cat at them and I will say very cutting, sarcastic remarks until they cry. Or something. I can't think. It's too late. The point is, you can relax. You're safe. Got you. See you in the morning. I like it. I like it. And don't worry. It was just a dream.